And now, two pigeons bemoaning the fact you can stream DirecTV satellite-free.
You see this?
A family watching baseball on DirecTV with no satellite dish in sight.
Let's heckle them.
You call that changing the channel?
Choke up on the remote, buddy!
I hope getting all these games on DirecTV makes up for your mother not pre-chewing your sunflower seeds!
DirecTV has the most MLB games. Call 1-800-DIRECTV. Claim based on total games carried on sports networks. Sports availability varies by zip code and requires choice package. Terms and restrictions apply.
Welcome to the Friday episode of Football and Grits. I'm John Hayes, as always here on the Friday show. It's so great to have you back on this Friday edition of the show. It's been a fun week of content, to say the least. And here we are today with only two weekends left of SEC football. This season truly, truly has absolutely flown by. Just to think about some of the highlights of the year so far, I obviously think back into Alabama and Georgia, which was supposed to be the biggest matchup of the season, and it really just it wasn't. And nobody's been able to compete with Bama in 2020. It's been the Bama revenge tour, and you think back to Ole Miss and Alabama, and that was the closest we've seen. And the line this weekend, Alabama again is a big time favorite. A 32-point favorite on the road. And it's crazy, really, that, you know, the week before the SEC championship game with Alabama headed to Fayetteville, Arkansas, I think the number one thing for Alabama in this game is to make sure that nobody gets hurt, that you get out of Dodge, you go home with a W, and you prepare for Florida. And for this reason, I do like the Hogs at plus 32.5 at home. And I like the Hogs to keep it close. I think this ends right around the number. And because I believe Alabama's ability to really just take the foot off the gas and manage the game in the second half, to me, that is by far the most important aspect of this situation. So for me, I'm going to start out this week with Arkansas plus the 32.5 at home to see if they get the job done. Before we get on to our next game, the one thing that I really want to do is let you know about our buy one, get one deal at The Athletic. This is the perfect holiday gift. TheAthletic.com/grits. If you go there, if you're not an Athletic subscriber, what are you waiting for? You can sign up now and you can get an extra subscription for free that you can gift this Christmas season, this holiday season. You can gift that to somebody in your family, one of your friends that loves sports. Doesn't matter what sport they like, because good news here at The Athletic, we cover every sport there is, not only in the United States, but globally as well. So this is a great, really, deal for you if you're not a subscriber. And it's going to be a good deal for whoever gets the gift, because it truly is the gift that keeps on giving. You get a subscription for a year, and you know they can make the decision in the future if they want to renew. And chances are that they do, because if they are a big-time sports fan, then The Athletic is really the place that you would want to be. Next up on the slate for this weekend is a Big 12 match, SEC matchup. Mizzou is in the SEC. You got that right. And clearly I'm being tongue-in-cheek with that. But the reason why I am is because Columbia, Missouri, the forecast this weekend, you're talking about low 40s. You're talking about a game that Georgia, top 10 Georgia, by the way, that the Dogs may have a tough time dealing with the weather, especially if it's raining. If there's a little bit of sleet involved, maybe a little bit of snow. Again, we're in a situation, by the way, where we have a home dog. And I'm sticking to my guns. And by the way, I do know that I went 0-3 last week on the show. And I'm back to make amends with that. I'm back to get back off the schneid. And to be honest with you, like I do feel like, you know, it's really important to say that this has been hard. mean, if you really want to pick games this year, if you want to think about games against the spread, when you're talking about contact tracing, COVID, limited scholarship players available, a lot of times you just don't know. You don't know. So I think, you know, while I've been comfortable with the season on Football and Grits, the Friday show, picking games against the spread, every week I've gone into it saying to myself, like, you know, I feel good about this, but at the same time, ultimately things can change at the drop of a hat. So when I'm looking at Mizzou this weekend, and top 25 Mizzou, by the way, something else the College Football Playoff Rankings Committee took care of this weekend, getting Mizzou in so both Alabama and Florida can have another quality win at the top of the College Football Playoff Rankings when you're talking about who's going to make the Final Four. Mizzou is a home dog. Mizzou's catching almost 2 touchdowns, 13 points in this game, and I'm going with the home dog again. This is another situation for me. I think Georgia's an overrated team. Mizzou is coming off a crazy game last weekend, and that's the one thing that really just concerns me a little bit. 50-48 last weekend against Arkansas. That's a track meet. That's a game where afterwards your legs are heavy. You're tired. So it's got to be a quick turnaround for this Mizzou squad against one of the best programs in the SEC. But I think this is an opportunity for Mizzou, a sleepy 11 a.m. Eastern time start. Excuse me, 11 a.m. Central time starts. Not Eastern time. It'll be 12 Eastern, 11 a.m. Central time. So I grew up in the Eastern time zone my entire life. So the idea of college football starting in the morning, I really think about, wait a minute, the game's starting at 11 a.m. Central time. And that first game we picked, by the way, Arkansas and Alabama, it's got that same start time. So could be a sleepy start for both Alabama and Georgia. That's why I like the home dog in this situation, is because it's a sleepy 11 a.m. start. The weather's not going to be great. Mizzou's feeling itself. They've got a ranking. They're coming off of a win. And you know how much I like home dogs. So I'm going to sit here, and I've got 2 home dogs right for you off the bat. Mizzou and Arkansas. And I'm not afraid to think that maybe Mizzou pulls the upset in this game. They can score on Georgia. Now, it's a matter of can they stop the dogs? And that's going to be something we find out on Saturday. But if they do show a little bit of life on the defensive side of the football, then you can look at Georgia and you could possibly see an upset in the making Saturday in Columbia, Missouri, where the Tigers get this job done. It's going to be close, but take the points. Just take the 2 touchdowns, enjoy the game, and we'll go from there.
Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service at any time. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
And now, 2 pigeons bemoaning the fact you can stream DirecTV satellite-free.
You see this?
A family watching baseball on DirecTV with no satellite dish in sight.
Let's heckle them.
You call that changing the channel?
Choke up on the remote, buddy.
I hope getting all these games on DirecTV makes up for your mother not pre-chewing your sunflower seeds.
DirecTV has the most MLB games. Call 1-800-DIRECTV. Claim based on total games carried on sports networks. Sports availability varies by zip code and requires choice package. Terms and restrictions apply.
Next game up, Tennessee and Vanderbilt. This is one of those rivalry games where if you look at history, you'd think the Vols just win. They win all the time, and they're the bigger program. Vandy can't hang with the Vols. Guess what? That's not true. Vanderbilt has had success in this series under Derek Mason, who, of course, as you know, has been fired. But Vanderbilt is having COVID issues. And this is partially what I've talked about already on this show. And that is, you have no clue what to expect from Vanderbilt right now. And to, first of all, make a play on this game, I think is misguided, because Tennessee's a 16-point favorite. So there's no way, shape, or form that you can take the home dog in this situation, Vanderbilt plus 16. Because you don't know what that squad's working with. And the fact that Tennessee, which I know you listeners know is not very good, is more than a touchdown, two touchdown favorite on the road at Vanderbilt, tells you everything that you need to know. The Vols are going to win this game. It would shock me if Vanderbilt, who is yet to have a win, and just a brutal, brutal season for Vandy and Derek Mason, someone that I got to know pretty well when he got hired at Vanderbilt. I think he did a nice job there, and it was just, unfortunately, maybe time to move on, especially when you see that zero in the win column. And it's been a really difficult year. I was surprised to see Derek Mason get fired, but here we are. And if you're going to make the play, it's Tennessee minus 16. But this is a no play for me. You know, I look at this matchup and I say to myself, you know, Tennessee's going to win the football game. It's just a matter of what type of numbers Vanderbilt has. You know, Vandy has the numbers. If they can play a little bit of defense, put up a couple touchdowns, you never know. But this one feels like it's Tennessee 35, Vandy 14. So, you know, it's minus the 16 if you want it. But again, it's one of those COVID games where you want to lay off. We've got two more games to go on this Friday episode. I'm John Hayes, and you've noticed by now that I'm going solo. There's no guest picker this week. LSU at Florida this weekend. In the past, what would you say about this game? You'd say, wow, really looking forward to this one. LSU-Florida, one of the best rivalries in the SEC. It's the crossover game that we get every single year, and when you think about Florida, you say, oh, their main rival is Georgia. Yeah, fine. When you think about LSU, you say, oh, their main rival is Alabama. Yeah, fine. But there's a close second for both of those programs, and it's each other. Florida's a 23-point favorite at home, and Florida hasn't been doing a very good job of covering these big numbers. They just haven't. But I think this is the weekend that they do. You know, it seems like of the news that we've gotten out of Baton Rouge about opt-outs, about players on the team considering maybe that there's a windfall happening here. There's an idea where I'm not sure if this locker room is completely bought in as far as getting on a plane, getting to Gainesville, Florida, teeing it up against the number 6 team in the country, who's a 23-point favorite that knows that they're going to the SEC championship game. But that is, and that's why I wanted to bring that up, that's another key point here, is Florida going to do the same thing that I predict Alabama to do against Arkansas, take the foot off the gas? I don't think that's in Dan Mullen's repertoire. I don't. I think Dan Mullen's the type of guy where this is a year for Florida to just lay the hammer on LSU, and for Florida to get some serious momentum at home heading into next week's championship game. So what I expect, and something to think about here, is if Florida can get up big early, that's a great opportunity to rest some guys for next week. So maybe look at a first half Florida line in this situation. But I like Florida. I'm going to lay the points here. I like the Gators. And for months now, I've thought that if there's a team in the SEC that can give Bama a game, it's the Gators. And I am so excited for the SEC championship game next weekend. We'll have a special guest on next Friday's show to pick the SEC championship, to look at the other slate of games, because there's more games in the SEC next weekend as well. So just like there is in the Big Ten, it's a crazy year in college football. First and foremost, that it's December 10th as I record this, and we're still talking about the regular season not being over. That's strange to begin with. But next weekend, during Championship Saturday, there's going to be other regular season games still happening. But that's college football in a nutshell right now in 2020. So we'll have a special guest next Friday to pick these games. And I am very interested. I am going to project Alabama as a touchdown 8-point favorite over Florida. I'll be interested to see how that pans out. Maybe a little more points. You know, Alabama's always a big time favorite no matter who they're playing. It's so hard for Vegas to give an Alabama opponent a short number. Bama always gets it up to about a touchdown or so, and I'd expect that again against Florida. But I'm going to tell you right now that I'm leaning Florida in the SEC championship. I'm leaning Florida to figure out a way to score with Bama and maybe play a little defense themselves. Kyle Pitts is the key to this Florida team. I think he is a top 10 pick. I think Kyle Trask and Kyle Pitts, the two Kyles down in Gainesville, I think they are the most dynamic duo in college football. Then you go, well, what about Mac Jones and Devonta Smith? Okay, they're pretty darn good too. There's no doubt about that. But it's a different type of 1-2 punch. Okay, if you want to go deep, if you want to hit the big play, sure, give me Mac and give me Devonta all day long. But if you want to make first downs, physically own the football game, it's Kyle Pitts. Give me him. And give me Kyle Trask, who's a big guy who's going to stand in the pocket and deliver the football with a lot of pressure in his face. I mean, there is just so much to get excited for next weekend when it comes to that Florida-Alabama game. But for now, for this weekend, let's look at the Florida minus 23. Let's think that Florida gets up three touchdowns early and LSU kind of just fades away and Florida takes care of business, wins this game by 28, 30 points.
As you've probably heard by now, we've teamed up with BetMGM this season. We'll be using BetMGM lines to make all of our picks, and we'll have special offers for our listeners each week. If you haven't signed up for BetMGM yet, use bonus code THEATHLETIC, and you'll get a one-year subscription to The Athletic, plus up to a $1,500 first bet offer on your first wager with BetMGM. Here's how it works. Download the BetMGM app and sign up using bonus code THEATHLETIC. Make your first deposit of at least $10. Place your first bet on any game and claim your voucher for a one-year subscription to The Athletic. See BetMGM.com for terms. U.S. promotional offers not available in D.C., Mississippi, New York, Nevada, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. Call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369 in New York. Call 1-800-NEXT-STEP in Arizona. 1-800-327-5050 in Massachusetts. 1-800-BETS-OFF in Iowa. 1-800-270-7117 for confidential help in Michigan. 1-800-981-0023 in Puerto Rico. First bet offer for new customers only in partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel. Don't forget, if you haven't signed up for BetMGM yet, use bonus code THEATHLETIC and you'll get a one-year subscription to The Athletic, plus up to a $1,500 first bet offer on your first wager.
Final game, because Ole Miss, Texas A&M is postponed, canceled. Auburn at Mississippi State. This game's just completely flying under the radar because it doesn't really mean anything. And what we have is a Bo Nix road football game with Auburn minus 6.5. You know, Auburn being a road touchdown favorite right now is just not a recipe that I'm interested in. But it's that number for a reason. Mississippi State is not good. They're 2-6 this season. And if you heard yesterday, which, by the way, Mitch Light, the Thursday host on Football and Grits, he brought an unbelievable stat to the table. And there are 32 players in the SEC that have more rushing yards than the Mississippi State roster as a whole. That's unreal. So in this game, it's going to be a battle of philosophies. You're going to have a Mike Leach coached offense that is going to throw the ball on every single play. And you're going to have a Gus Malzahn offense on the road that is going to love to try to run the football. And whether Auburn can run the football on this Mississippi State team or not is going to be the deciding factor. Just like Tennessee Vanderbilt, I think this game is probably not make a play. But if you're looking for action on a Saturday night, this game's 7:30, SEC Network. You know, I take a look at that home dog in this situation. I look at Mississippi State and I say, you know, if they're able to stop Auburn's run and make Bo Nix throw the football and turn him over a couple times, and Mississippi State can hit a couple deep balls, put up some points, Mike Leach could get this one right. He could. It's a game in which I think the Bulldogs have a shot to win straight up, just like I think Mizzou has a shot to win straight up. Those two upsets in the SEC could happen this weekend. It's a fun slate. It's an interesting slate. And you know, I really just want to thank everybody for being with us. And, you know, I wanted to take this opportunity to solo host the show myself, to just, you know, speak directly to the audience and just tell you how much we appreciate you being here for the season. I don't find myself on this Friday show trying to be a tout. Like, I just enjoy the numbers, the betting lines against the spread, because I think it makes the sport more interesting. And I just know that, you know, a market like Birmingham is the biggest college football gambling market in the country. So to me, whether it's under the radar or whether it's surface level, like, against the spread is part of SEC culture. It is. And as legal gambling becomes more prominent in more states throughout the country, I think content like this eventually will be something that isn't maybe as taboo as it seems. Like, I'm not here trying to, you know, tell you, hey, this is going to happen. But there's different ways to look at football games. And I think that, you know, it's different when you have a former player and you're watching them on TV and they're breaking down an offensive game plan and they're talking football in that sense. I think what we're trying to do on this Friday show is talk about football in a different sense. So I really hope you've been able to enjoy the show. I'm at John Hayes on air on Twitter. Let me know how I did solo hosting the show. I also wanted to challenge myself. I give Aaron Suttles props every single Tuesday. I say, hey, man, that was a really good show, because to pick up the microphone and talk for 20 minutes straight solos is difficult to do. So I wanted to see if I could pull it off. So I appreciate y'all for hanging with me on this Friday show. Like I said, I'm hoping that we can get some winners this weekend. By my count, Mississippi State, Mizzou, and Arkansas, that's three home dogs. So maybe the home dogs will come through for us this weekend. Of course, Andy Staples and David Ubben will be back on Monday, and they'll be recapping the weekend, talking about the college football playoff picture. It's a shame that we don't have Texas A&M Ole Miss this weekend. It is. That probably is the best game in the SEC this weekend. Would have been the best game in the SEC this weekend. So it's a shame that we've lost that game, but Andy and David will be back on Monday to recap these five games, and the build-up begins. The SEC Championship, Alabama and Florida, a trip to the college football playoff on the line for both programs. Hey, Alabama might even make it with a loss, a close loss in that ball game. It's that time of the year in college football. The action is coming fast and furious. Theathletic.com/grits. Remember that promo code. It's a buy one, get one experience right now. Get yourself an Athletic subscription. Make sure that you gift it to somebody that loves sports, because it truly is the gift that keeps on giving. Thanks again for being here. Another week of football and grits is in the books. A lot of great content. We'll be back on Monday. Good luck this weekend. I'm John Hayes. We'll talk to you soon.
Looking for the best place to buy tickets for any of your favorite teams or sporting events? We've got the spot. Our partner, StubHub, has been the leading ticket marketplace in the world for over 20 years, providing a 100% guarantee with every order. From a worldwide selection of live events, the widest choice of tickets, and industry-leading partnerships, StubHub has what you need to purchase with confidence. StubHub, an official partner of The Athletic.